I was exploring something really interesting the other day. I think it was in a YouTube video. YouTube is the only thing that I do day, well, also TikTok. But my YouTube videos are particularly fascinating because it's just kind of like I pick an idea and then I kind of just like talk about it, and it's fun to just explore that. But I came to kind of like an insight or realization that I wanted to talk about in this episode, in this podcast episode. So let's dive right into it. I was talking about how the title of my YouTube video was When You Expect the World to Change for You. And, I came to a very interesting kind of area of thinking, an interesting perspective. And that perspective was that, so, people, the way that they live life, and I'm not saying that this is everybody, but I'm saying that what I see is that, and I used to be this way, a lot of people, they kind of wait for the world to change, wait for the people around them to change, wait for, things to be different, to feel a certain way or to do a certain thing, to start something, right? They feel like they need approval, acceptance, validation, all that kind of stuff, right? But what I learned while I was saying that, it's not just that, it's not about waiting for the world to give you the approval, the validation, and the acceptance, right? But people learn to be so highly attuned to other people's opinions, right? And they worry so much about that stuff. They've from a very early age, they've given away their power, right? And so, what's really fascinating about this is that when you're so tuned into other people, you're very much stuck there. And you kind of rely on other people to give you the green light. Okay, yes, I'm giving you the approval, I'm giving you the validation, I'm giving you the acceptance, I'm giving you the permission slip, you can do it, because I'm saying you can do it. So go ahead, you can do it. I don't think that it's really about that. You can live that way all you want to, but it's going to slow you down, because if that's the way that you live, you're going to be waiting your entire life for other people to let you do things. Other people to give you that permission slip of, yes, you can do it. And so it's very interesting because this, in my opinion, is a matter of taking your power back, right? And that's the thing, too. Like, a lot of people, because they learn to be so highly attuned to other people's opinions, right? And outweigh, allow other people's opinions to be outweighed and everything, and they put other people's opinions of them above their own opinions of themselves, right? And it's just like that's why you get slowed down. And so here's the other thing too. The fascinating thing about this, I'm really just trying to make sure that I say exactly what it is that I said in it. It's funny because I did the YouTube video, right? And then I did a TikTok video about it that was drastically shorter. And then I realized that in the TikTok video, I said something that was just like massively important. Like it put everything into perspective. And so I'm really just trying to like dive into that energy. But yeah, so what happens is from a very early age, people give away their personal power, right? And then, as they get older, they think, because they've given away their personal power to everybody else, because they're so highly attuned to everyone else, right? They think that they need to wait for those people to give them permission to do what they want to do, because it's like they hold the key to that validation, approval, and acceptance, right? But it's really more so about taking your power back. Because the only reason, I think this is what I was trying to say, the only reason that a person is seeking validation, approval, and acceptance externally is because they gave that away. Like, think about it this way. The only reason you're looking outside of yourself for what you can give yourself is because you put it outside of yourself from a very early age. It's not because you actually need to look outside of yourself. You don't need to look outside of yourself. You can, of course, seek externally for collaboration, for help, for this, that, and the other, right? But you don't actually need to look outside of yourself for any of this stuff, because the only reason that you actually do look outside of yourself is because you think you have to. You think you're supposed to. And not only that, but I know I said the only reason, I'm now I'm like, not only that, but also, you know, think about it this way. If you had $1 million, right? And you took that $1 million and you divided it in half and you gave $500,000 to one person and $500,000 to another person, right? That's a lot of energy right there. That's a lot of energy being divided between two people, right? So think about that, and think of that as personal power. That is your personal power that you've given away to two people, right? A profound amount of personal power, right? And so now, it's like they kind of have your personal power because they have some kind of weight over you. They've got some kind of gravity over you, right? And so you look at that, and you kind of see that it's like, well, it's not really the person or the people, no matter how many people it is, that you need their validation, you need their acceptance, you need their approval. It's just your personal power that, and I would say that it's much more of an illusion than anything, but it's your personal power that you gave away that I guess you could say they have, which is why you're looking outside of yourself for it. But you really don't actually need to, because once you realize that all you have to do is take that back, right? Like that's what it's all about. It's about taking that back, and you don't need to go to them and tell them, "Hey, I'm taking my personal power back." They're gonna be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" They're gonna be like, "Are you crazy? I don't understand what," because they're not focused on what you're focused on, because they don't think that they have anything that you need. And that's the wild thing, too. I used to believe that I needed external validation, acceptance, and approval for anything and everything. I really did. I thought I needed permission. I thought I needed permission slips from people. Yeah, you can do that. You can do that. Yeah, you can. Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? You think I can do this? You think that? No. Not no, you can't do it. No, you don't need to look outside of yourself for that. Nobody else has the key to your life. And I've been really realizing this lately. And so that's why, like, I've been thinking about it. And I'm like, why have I ever looked outside of myself for validation, acceptance, and approval? Oh, that's because from a very early age, I gave my personal power away. And so, by the way, this is codependency 101. This is people-pleasing. This is appeasing. Because you thought that somebody else had what you need. And therefore, you gave your personal power away to them. You people-pleased, you appeased, you were codependent, right? You did things that you didn't want to do because you thought you had to, because that was the way that was the only way that you thought you could receive love. But it's not real because it's not based in healthy dynamics. Well, it's not that it's not real or unreal. It's just it's not based in healthy dynamics, right? And so when you realize that nobody else outside of you has what you can already give you, what you had when you were younger but gave away, it's all just an illusion. And that's what I've been realizing lately, because like, and I made a video earlier today about holding your frame and standing your ground. And no, I'm not talking about a frame like, you know, an art frame that you'd get from like Michaels or Blick. I'm talking about your boundaries, who you are, who you choose to be. I choose to be somebody. I literally consciously on a daily basis make a choice to be a journalist. When I say that, I don't mean, you know, like the news, the media. I mean, I open up a physical journal and I journal in it. I write about what I'm feeling every single day, every single morning. I do YouTube videos every single day. That is a conscious choice, right? That is a part of my identity. That is a part of who I am, right? And so then, therefore, with that, that's something that I've been saying a lot this week. Then, therefore, with that, that is my frame, right? And that is me holding my frame, right? And if somebody were to come to me and be like, you know, oh, so you're making YouTube videos, huh? How's that working out for you, huh? What, you really think that you're going to get big with that, huh? What do you think you're going to do with that, huh? Are you really a YouTuber? You really a YouTuber? Really? You sure? I don't know if you're actually a YouTuber. I don't know. You think you're a YouTuber, huh? And so when you get that kind of a dynamic from people that doubt you, two things. One, hold your fucking frame. Two, it has fucking nothing to do with you. What they're saying has everything to do with them. They're just projecting their own insecurities onto you. And two, hold your fucking frame. Because if you know that you can do what it is that you're doing because you're doing it and you enjoy doing it, that's all that matters. And so holding that frame is necessary because it changes everything, right? So this is an example of holding your frame because it's who you are. It's a part of your identity. It's who you choose to be, as well as taking your personal power back. Oh my God, they're questioning if I'm a YouTuber. They're questioning if I can be a YouTuber. Oh my God, what should I do about this? Should I stop being a YouTuber? They're calling my bluff. They're calling bullshit on me. Maybe I'm not actually a YouTuber. Maybe I should just stop making videos because they're not giving me the validation, approval, and acceptance and permission that I need, so I guess I must not be a YouTuber. I guess I must not be a biker. I guess I must not be, you know, a fitness person. I guess I must not be a skateboarder. I guess I must not be a scholar. I guess, you know, like, seeking external, giving people your power. You don't need to do it. You're used to it, and you did it from a very early age, and so you lost your personal power, even though that in and of itself was an illusion. Nobody else has what you need. And when I say that, I mean, you know, I'm not talking about, like love and stuff. Yes, you can get together with people and, you know, have love. But what I'm saying is, or you can get together with a person and have love, depending on however you want to do it. What I'm really saying is that this is a matter of just realizing that what you had from the start, your personal power, you gave away. You learned to put other people's opinions of you on a pedestal higher than your own opinion of yourself. And therefore, with that, then, you just learn to wait for other people's permission and validation, approval, and acceptance to actually do anything at all whatsoever. Right? And so that then there becomes the issue. So what do? We take our power back. That's what we do. We take our power back. That's how this works. We take our power back. And that's the wonderful thing about all of this. It really is. It's great. It's fantastic. You just take your power back. Now, is that easy? Maybe not. Maybe it's not easy. Or maybe that's just a belief. What is required to take your power back? Well, from what I understand, taking your power back requires taking all your focus, awareness, and energy back to yourself and onto your body and stop thinking so much. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's great to think about people. It's great to care about people, right? But when you put somebody else's opinion of you on a pedestal above your opinion of yourself, you lose. You're done. Then, if they blow on your castle made of feathers, your castle made of dust, your castle made of nothing, because it's not strong, because it's not grounded in you and who you are and who you know yourself to be, it's going to fade away. It's going to crumble because it's nothing, right? But then when you do actually bring your focus, awareness, and energy back to yourself and into your body, and you actually ground yourself with yourself, and you know who you are. Listen, I'm going to make it very clear. I get criticism on my YouTube videos. I've had at least one person out there comment, hey, I would love to do YouTube videos. I know that I have things that I want to talk about, but I don't know how I'd deal with the negative comments. Honestly, fuck the negative comments. If somebody takes time out of their day, and I know that Gary Vee talks about this, if somebody takes time out of their day to comment some nasty negative shit on your video, on your blog, on your podcast, on your whatever it is, right? That's their shit. Like they're clearly in a bad place. And I still have people commenting negative shit. And guess what? I do not care. Why? Because I know who I am. And I'm not just going to fold. I'm not just going to be like, oh yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'm talking about. I should seriously just stop doing this. I'm not even really doing this anyway. I mean, yeah, okay, you're not giving me permission to be a YouTuber, so I should just stop being a YouTuber. No. The hell is that? This is a part of who I am. This is my identity. This is who I've chosen to be. I choose to do this. On a daily basis, I choose to do this. I hold my frame. That's the way that this is. And I love it. And it's just me. It's just me being me. It's me being me as an end itself. As an end in and of itself, because I enjoy it. I'm taking my power back. I'm taking my personal power back. And I'm not worrying, oh my God, I don't know, what will these people think about me? Even like the closest people to me, right? I let that go. Boundaries, frame, personal power. Set it, take it back. That's what it's all about. But yeah, so for the people out there, let me just wrap this up, clear this up real quick. For the people out there that feel like they need the world around them to change for them, right? Oh, if you could just change, if you could just like please accept me, like just please validate me, please. Please, please. I just need your acceptance, your approval, your validation. Please give me that permission slip so I can finally start this thing and feel better about myself, because I don't think I'm capable of doing it without your love and approval, your acceptance, your validation. Please just give me that permission slip. Yeah, that's externalized. And so the way that I'm approaching it now is like, I don't need it. I'm doing me. I'm taking my personal power back. And believe me, I gave my personal power away a lot. A lot, a lot. It actually took me time to like realize, like, oh, okay. And now I see projections left and right. I see projections. It's wild. It's wild. I think sometimes I even see people sublimating their pain through me. But that's it. It's that simple. Now, is it easy to do that after you've done the exact opposite for basically your entire life? I don't know. I'm not really sure that matters, though. I think that what matters the most is just, like, feeling safe with yourself and understanding that you can create whatever you want to, and it really doesn't matter what anybody else says to you, because it just genuinely doesn't matter. There's no reason to be so attuned, so worried, so focused on what everyone else is saying, what they could be saying, what they're feeling, their opinions. It doesn't matter. 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 Oh, and not only that, but the other thing too, this is it, I swear, I'll end off with this. I've been thinking a lot about my own mortality lately. Death, non-being, all that stuff. And man, that's really just catapulting me. Like, I'm thinking less about insignificant things that I previously thought about, and it's just really transforming things for me. So that's really what it's all about, just taking your power back, realizing this is your life. Do what you want to. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks, because it really just genuinely doesn't matter. But not only that, understand that the reason that you do care so much about what other people think is because at a very early age, likely, you learn to give away your personal power. So therefore, with that, then, last time I swear, that is why you look externally. Oh, you have the key to my destiny. You have the key to my destiny. Get over here. I need it. Give it to me. Please, can I have the permission? Please, can I have your permission? Can I have your love, acceptance, your validation, your please. I'll do anything. Codependency, people pleasing, appeasing. I just need it. I'm not that good, actually. I'm not that good. I can't do this. I can't have this. Really? You don't think I can do this? No. Okay. All right. I guess I can't. No. You take your personal power back without them even knowing you took it back, because they don't even realize that they have what you think they have, because they don't have it. So I'm saying it's all an illusion. And so once you finally take your personal power back, you realize that you've been so stuck inside of this stagnated energy for so long. And then you open your eyes and you're like, oh, it's always been an illusion. And then you just take it all back on yourself and you're like, yeah. I love how this stuff works. Anyway, thanks for stopping in. Take care.